Please stand as you are able for the reading of today's scripture from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 12 and 13. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
I agree with you, Nancy. It's the perfect day to celebrate New Hope's 500th home, helping mothers love and be with their families in the way they long to be. And to celebrate that that kind of service and ministry is a gift not just to those who receive, but to those who give and who share that. It's a wonderful day to celebrate that. On this Mother's Day, we have in our midst all kinds of emotions and thoughts going through people's heads and hearts this morning. Some are remembering and some are going to be celebrating with in this service and afterwards. Mothers who were able through their own struggles and their own challenges to reveal God's nature of love and care to us. Some are remembering those who in their brokenness were not able to be all that they wanted to be for us or all that we needed them to be. For some, it's a reminder that having children would not be a part of their story. For others, it's a celebration of the gift of adoption. This day brings lots of feelings and lots of emotions to us. And in all of those emotions, we celebrate that God loved all our mothers and loves all our mothers and loves all of us. And that God has used women in a powerful way in all of our lives to reveal the truth about who God really is. On Mother's Day, I'm very grateful for my mother and for all the women in my life who pointed me toward faith and life with God. I'm always amazed when I travel, when I see a young mother with a baby traveling. I'm amazed on several levels. The first level is they look like they're moving. Right? They have so much stuff with them. I wonder, could they possibly have left anything at home today? They've got bags and all kinds of things with them. I don't know how they manage that, how they deal with it, how they get through those lines at the airport and security, lugging that all the way to the gate. But the second thing amazes me when I see a young mother with a young baby traveling, is how mean people can be to them and how thoughtless they can be to them. How many people have been on an airplane when a young mom with a baby steps on and you hear an audible groan from the people on the airplane? That is horrible, isn't it? People are so impatient. People are so afraid they're going to be bothered. They're going to be distracted. They're going to have a crying baby near them. It amazes me. I was on one particular flight, and I got on board very early, so I did what everyone does. I sit there and watched who came through every time, through the doorway, to get on the plane. And the plane was filling up, and it was almost full. And it appears in the doorway this very, very young mom with a little bitty baby. And she looked very weary. And she looked into that plane, and as if on cue from Tyler, everybody went, ugh, and started looking at the seat, make sure that the baby wasn't going to be sitting by them. She looked exhausted, and she looked on the verge of tears, like she was facing an angry mob, which she was, I think, in her mind. Well, I was on the aisle and the seat next to me was empty. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask her if she'll sit with me. And so I stood up. Never entered my mind, because there was such a huge age difference between us, that that would be creepy at all, right? But as the words are coming out of my mouth, I found myself suddenly praying that I wouldn't get pepper sprayed on this airplane from this young lady. But it was too late. I was already committed. I said, "Would you like to sit by me?" And she didn't pepper spray me. She teared up. And the look of relief on her face was amazing. She said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yeah, I like babies okay, it's fine. It's not a long flight, we'll be okay." And I offered to help her get squared away, and she got settled in. And we chatted a little bit, and I heard her story. She was on her way to meet her husband, who was in the military with this newborn baby. And over the course of that flight, I had the wonderful joy of watching this mom with this new baby, which she held and loved and talked to with a love that I can't imagine there's any love closer to God's love than that. And it was a blessing to me. Throughout the Bible, we have images of God as mother, God as a mother to us. From the very beginning of the Bible, it's in there, in the first creation story in the book of Genesis. When God chooses to create humankind and make us in God's image, it took both male and female to reflect who God was. Then through the prophets, particularly like the prophet Isaiah, who pictured God and spoke of God as a mother who lovingly taught us how to walk and who lifted us up and carried us in her arms. In the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, Jesus draws on imagery throughout the book of Psalms when he looks at the city of Jerusalem, this city who would reject him, this city that would take his life, and he weeps for love of them, and he says, "Oh, how like a hen would gather her chicks under her wings, would I have taken care of you if only you'd let me." And then in Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells that beautiful parable of the woman who has the 10 coins and she loses one. She forgets about the others and she sweeps and cleans and searches until she finds the one lost coin and she celebrates. And then this passage from Isaiah. Some of the most beautiful words written about God in all the scripture. Beautiful words. Is there any more powerful image of nurture and intimacy than a mother and a nursing child? Could there be any more powerful illustration of strength and protection than a mother carrying a child in her loving arms? Is there anything more joyful than watching a mother bouncing a baby on her knee and giggling with that child? Is there any comfort that comes close to the comfort of a mother? That's the image of God that the prophet Isaiah paints for us. This powerful, nurturing, loving, affectionate, comforting God. And I don't know about you, but this past week, and the tragic events in our community, it was good to know that's who God is, wasn't it? That God loved. When we felt overwhelmed and afraid and angry and all the emotions we still feel after that tragic event, What a gift to have Isaiah's words that God carries us through those times in loving arms like a mother. Think about what Isaiah is saying about God. It's mind-boggling. Isaiah is saying that the God who was before anything else was is as close and present with us as a mother with her child. Isaiah is saying that the God who created all there is knows you and knows me and loves us. Isaiah is saying that this God who has given and given and given to us and been rejected over and over again still looks at us as beloved children. Isaiah is saying that this God whose heart breaks when our heart breaks, whether it's in our personal pain or in a public tragedy, this God comforts us as only a mother can. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a powerful way to see God's love for you? I can remember when I was a little boy faking it like I was asleep in the car so my mother would carry me into the house. There's nothing like that feeling of being in my mother's arms. And when I was a big boy in college, when I got sick, I wanted my mama. And I'd go home to get through the flu or whatever I got. Something about being near her made it okay. The love and nurture and affection of my mother showed me God, and I'm grateful. So on this Mother's Day, let us be grateful for all the women who have pointed us to God and shown us God's love and grace and affection toward us. And let us commit ourselves anew to walking so closely to Jesus that when people look at us, that's the God they get a glimpse of. And we have a chance to share God's love with them. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.